Huh. I was like, this shit is hard. Nah, that's what made me be like, this dude is dope.
Mm-hmm. Thank dope. You, man.
Like, nah, for I was like, the way you hosted it, mm-hmm. you did exactly how you can imagine a host to do a open mic or a show or a comedy show. You did it all the way through.
Hell yeah.
Dope.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And I'm just starting to get, like, I appreciate you saying that, because mm-hmm. that's why I asked you the question earlier. Has anything changed the way people approach you? Mm-hmm. I'm just starting to get that compliment, and I'm starting to receive it a lot, okay. But it's like, hey, I see you grown. Like, mm-hmm. you started out here, but I seen you, you're now better, and I received that, but what I'm saying is, like, I would say the comment I made about, like, earlier about God making sure you're ready.
Right.
So, we started with the guy, you always see Young Baka Productions.
Young Bak?
Young Baka. It's some guy from L.A. Okay. He was a foster kid, and he was just a cog in a machine. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that. And maybe he didn't realize that because he got, foster kid, special ed kid. He's just making sure that there's rooms going. And he has a bad name as a janky promoter.
Oh,
he has a bad name as a jack. It's like, yo, every time I go there, the contest, I don't get the money, yada yada yada. So now, I am the number one option at a small club, the okay. Comedy Chateau. It's in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And they got me on all their best shows. They get me spots on Earthquake and Friends. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I can develop here. And I got this advice from Kevin Hart and Bill Burr. It was like, build a list. Okay. So every show that I hosted, they have cue cards on the table that fill out their phone number and their email and shit. Mm-hmm. I would take the cue cards from my show and, you know, put them in a Google, you know, spreadsheet. After about 6 months, I got 2,500 names worth of lists. So,
of people that does, like, stand up.
No, audience members that buy tickets. They do a raffle at the end, and you got to fill these out. So I take the cue cards, and I'm like, hey, these are audience members that bought tickets from my shows, and they know who I am. So now I can market to them.
Gotcha.
So
that's important. I dated a lady at this time.
She believes in me, and she knows that I do this. She finds a bucket full of these cue cards, and she's like, show them luck, and puts them in my bag. The hostess and the owner immediately comes up and is like, hey, where did all those cue cards go?
Ooh.
So I use this analogy. You can take small bites, but when you take a big chunk, they're going to notice. Right. I was just nipping. I knew what I was doing and building my list slowly.
Right. Yeah,
Once we took that big chunk, he was like, yo, you have all of these? And I didn't want to put it on her, so I just owned it. I was like, yep. And I've been taking them from every single show that I've been on. So I have this many lists. Mm-hmm. I had a list of 5,000 at that point. And I got banned from the club. He made a big scene, pushed me out, and I'm like, damn.
I'm not blackball you or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. He told me, go steal from another club. And I'm just like, damn, I gotta own that. I did that. So
why don't you just take pictures?
That's smart.
I'm like, I wouldn't. You're right.
I mean, if you had, I mean.
So at this time, I have no club. I have no club. So I go to this guy, Young Baka, the jankiest promoter in town, accordingly. And I realized, hey, he don't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let me do your room. Let me host whatever room you got and make sure it's a vibe. Make sure that women feel comfortable being here.
Right.
Make sure that, oh, if this guy sucks, let's get him off stage early. Make sure that there's music playing when comedians come up. Yeah, just like a little bit of care and actually knowing what's going on.
Right.
And I did that for a year. And after I did that for a year, I finally got the opportunity to headline at Flappers. So now I'm back in the clubs. Mm-hmm. It was a year before I got back in the clubs. It's my first time being back in the clubs. He's helping me produce. And then the day before the show, the nigga dies. Wow. The nigga gets hit by an LA bus. It was on Fox TV.
Wow.
And he passes away.
Interesting.
And so now the behind the scene comes. He is now sponsored by the marketing director for the region of California for Church's Chicken. He now has these venues because this liquor sponsor or these people are behind him. These are the reason why these venues are going.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, our man died. Do you want this?
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
You sure you didn't hit that nigga with the bus? You wasn't the driver?
That's what everyone said. Did I sacrifice him for success?
He'll be out of the truck like, wait, no, that ain't funny. That's not funny.
He's laughing at that. Young Baca would laugh at that.
He'll be like, hey, let me get there.
I love that. Right. I was like, oh, what happened? Oh, damn. So sad.
No. Nigga, as you're taking off the MTA shirt.
Okay.
Shit. Fuck, man. I'm sorry.
No. So then he passes away. This was five months ago. Okay. This happened. This was 5 months ago.
I'm thinking we.
I gave it a whole story.
You jumped the whole.
Yeah, you did, but
I skipped 5 years. I skipped all them struggling years. I did.
So that's
I skipped.
All
I skipped all the years.
Not use
but I was giving out dick for a quarter of a day. Okay, AD, I wanted to skip that. All right. I skipped all them years that I was a.
Somebody did just get hit by an MC.
I'm out of here.
You going to jail. You going to jail.
I'm out of here.
He was in your hood, huh? Yeah. We talking about that, too.
They not like us. No, I'm fucking out.
Oh, geez.
God. Why is everything coming full circle? What is this?
Okay.
What is this?
After he passed, they passed me the baton, and I quickly realized, oh, all those times that I felt like, oh, I was being screwed over. Because I'm not going to say, this is another thing, another important lesson that
what
I feel like
was,
for comedians.
I want to catch everybody up.
Word.
Because you skipped up because I told you, I gave you your flowers and told you how great you was a hosting. So you skipped to that. So I fucked up.
Oh, word.
You was
word.
Telling the whole story about.
Yeah, he was.
You was answering her question in a forum, and I just said something, and you.
Yeah.
Boom, just to bring y'all full circle.
That's
exactly what just happened. Like.
So, I was hosting those rooms.
I thought we were.
Yeah.
So after homie passed,
she definitely was like, what made you, how did you feel when you came out here? Mm-hmm. He said, homie got hit by a bus.
Right, yeah, I was like, oh,
I was like,
what a story.
I told y'all I live with my friend.
I
was struggling. Yeah. And then I got to the point where I was
I swear when you said that, we was like,
because my friend, at this time, he was New Jersey rich, but he was L.A. okay. Okay? All right. So, he had a...
New Jersey more expensive than L.A.?
Depending where you
live. So, it depends. Okay.
He's better now, but what I'm saying, at this time, they had a nice place, but he had a roommate as well. So, she was like, who is this nigga
on my couch?
And I had already paid 3 months. I don't know if he told her, so I was like, I paid for the couch.
Right. I paid for the couch. Take you off my buddy list.
Oh, fuck.
I was still trying to invite hoes over and shit. I was trying to be like, hey, I got a nice place, but we got to stay over
here.
We got to
stay right here.
This is why he can play the video man at the Apollo, okay? He traveled. He's out of town a lot. He's out of town. We got a Cali King, baby. Mm-hmm. We can fuck.
Makes sense. Okay. But you can also, we going to have a movie night and then y'all fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, don't. I did my best. I did my best grooving on the couch, okay? All right? If I see a couch today, I'm like, you know what? I remember the day.
Right.
Nigga, do this to the
couch.
Me
here.
But so after he passed away and I do the show,
This is recently now.
Yeah, so this is recently.
Gotcha.
We're up to date.
This is my first show at Flappers, where they're allowing me to headline. And I do my set, and my set's going well. I give it maybe a 7.5, maybe an 8. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the
set. That's actually pretty hard to.
At the end of the set, I decide to do a eulogy. Okay. I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of this guy. Of however y'all thought of him, however I knew him for the short time, what things that he said to me when he saw me deal with other comedians, women, things like that, and for the people in the room, it hit, and it was kind of like a So after that, it's been a process for me to just be like, okay, just do the best you can each day, because now I'm running 3-4 shows a week. I'm booking 10-15 comedians every show. Now I'm funneling them.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers 3 unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Into the shows that I do at the clubs. So now that I have my monthly residencies, like the clubs are like, oh, well, if you got all this motion, then we need it over here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can handle it now. And I can lift as I climb. I can take other comedians and be like, hey, you need this opportunity.
Have you heard of Eugene's?
No.
It's a restaurant on Pico. It's black owned. Mm-hmm. He owns the restaurant, and then he has a hall next door where they're doing jazz and comedy. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think I called, I don't think I called you.
That's what you messaged me about, yep.
Yes. So he's looking to do that too. Hell, that's a whole other story, but yeah, he's...
Hell yeah.
It's a nice venue too.
So, and now I can jump to the point that I was trying to make before. Yeah. because
I need to cut you off, nigga.
Because I was at the clubs, because I'm now in the clubs, and I know how to act. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned that lesson before. Yeah. I read the 48 Laws of Power. I'm fucking like, all right, don't outshine the master. Don't step on nobody's shoes. Like, exactly. Like, I'm fucking, hey. You see me? I'm wearing sweaters now, okay? No, they told me. And listen. Everybody, if you are that dope, don't conform. But I had to conform. They told me, hey, stop wearing jeans at our club. I was like, God damn. I had to buy a pair of slacks. No, it is what it is. Had to buy a pair of slacks.
And he said, wait. What's wrong with you?
He's woke now. That's
all. The original version.
That's all I was saying.
The good woke, not the bad woke.
You said I'm woke now.
Yeah, the good woke. It
just sounded Twitter woke, not X woke. Not X woke.
It sounded folk tale, like how she said it.
That boy woke. Okay, all right. It sounded a little. Okay, just a little.
Woke now. Damn, AD, what's up, bro?
I'm just saying.
That boy out there read.
We do say 48 laws of power. I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They don't know much about that book. It's a lot to handle. You know what I'm saying? Especially as a young black male.
It's very Machiavellian. Like, but take the essence, nigga. Have some honor and some code within yourself. Talk to Christ.
You have to have a strong mentality, like, you know what I'm saying?
For the book? Do you think everybody doing that shit to you when you read it, right?
Mm-mm.
No? You don't think it's like, okay.
One of the first things that they say in the book
paranoid
is power is a thing that goes to the people that deserve it or that need it, that, like, know what to do with it.
Okay.
Like, because having clout or, like, influence isn't the same as power.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'll listen to you. But as soon as people realize that you're bullshitting, they'll be like, oh. But you can be wrong and still have the confidence of like, okay, I can be wrong, but I'm going to always figure it out. And that's like a different type of like.
I guess I'm a walking fucking 48 hour power.
That's why I like the show with Tariq and 50 Cent and all of that. Like fucking that show depicts that book so well. Okay. Just how they try to get over each other and try to use different type of political tactics. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'd be like, oh, damn. I know drugs is the medium, but it's about so much more than that.
Right. Mental, mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Yeah.
That's lit, man.
No, I wanted to ask AD a question, but she said she don't watch TV.
You might.
any character or multiple characters from any TV show or movie that you feel like you identify with?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I got an answer.
You got an answer? You got an answer?
Only because my cousin has already told me that's what he look at me as.
Who you got?
It's
got
to be James St. Patrick.
Oh, ooh. Damn, okay, ghost, okay.
Because of how
I can't hate on that.
And what he knows me from and how I am and my temper and all the rest of that good
shit. He look at you now, he be like, I can't believe you. Look at you now.
He actually turned me on to power. He was like, bro, you need to watch this show. He remind me of you. And I was like, what show are you talking about? And I watched it. I was like, this nigga got me fucked up.
Right. And what's the girlfriend's name? What was the
Tasha?
Well, Tasha.
Or the
first one, for the
police officer.
Oh, for the son?
Mm-hmm.
What was the girlfriend's name?
For Tariq.
But the one that he went to school.
Well, he had Effie, he had Diana.
Effie. Yeah, okay. Effie, like, I really like her role, you know what I'm saying? And I never, like, sold drugs or anything like that, you know? But
allegedly.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But just growing up in the area that I did, it was like a tug of war, you know what I'm saying? Okay. It was
you were on both sides.
I was on both sides. I'm walking through my South Central in a private school uniform.
Going to private school. Right.
You know what I mean?
But
I
they said they're not like us. You might be the us, nigga.
Shit.
You're the A or the us.
It's just like, you know, getting clowned and, you know, things like that. Like feeling like you had to prove yourself. So it's like one day it's like depending on which friends you're with, I'm like this. You know what I'm saying?
Give me some.
When I'm with these other friends, I'm like this. So it took me a while to like kind of figure out like who I wanted to be and you know where I wanted to go, you know. So it's like if I can relate to anybody, I can relate to her, you know.
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I respect that. I feel that.
I think my cousin had too much of my business in He I showed him too much. That's what that is.
Because I'm all like, that is that one show him, I can't say I do watch.
So I feel like because I went to private school for the first decade. Mm. Yeah. For the second decade, mom was like, you're going to be shit. Go to public school, nigga.
I went to public school my last 2 years.
But I didn't buy Jordans. I didn't buy Jordans until I was an adult.
Until I got in high school.
She was like, no, you're wearing the uniform. So when I bought my first pair of Jordans, I bought the ones on sale. Went on a date. And an LA girl, she set me right. She's like, nigga, you got on them Mexican Jordans. Why you got on them? I was
like, damn. She cooked you.
I was like, okay. Let me spring for the ones, all right?
That is hilarious.
So I should have worn my hard bottoms like I planned.
She wouldn't have got me at knees.
It's always this one right here to cut off.
Yeah. But yeah, so like, if I could say I could relate to anybody, it would be.
You said that it hit home because now I'm thinking about everything that he did to keep his, not only his lifestyle together, but how he moved. He was like real militant with it. Like he's gonna get it in, but he's gonna
definitely,
you ain't gonna know he did it.
Definitely.
Type
like
shit.
A ghost. Ghost.
Like, you didn't know I sold pills and weed and had guns and studio and all that shit. Nobody know that. Just probably a gun in here, goddamn. But nah, bro, that's
you just waiting for a nigga to act up.
When he said it, I was like,
I gotta go back.
Power.
Right.
When you said he was like, well, I was like, what the fuck is power? And I watched that shit, I was like, this nigga got me fucked.
Yeah. And I'm walking around my neighborhood with a smile like this.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, in the hood, what is you this? Right.
Yo.
And the hood, nigga, be mad that you have it.
Grab her, cuz. Grab her, cuz.
And she got joy over there. Why is she over there?
Why is she always smiling? Like, she got joy. Was smiling for a while. He was like, that's fine.
Hey, go get some of that joy right there. Grab her, cuz. She got too much of it. Give me
so
some.
So it's like, you know, people used to be like, does she fight? Does she do this? Does she?
Let me steal some of that joy, cuz.
So it's like, damn, we gotta fight? Okay.
Wait, what?
Because it's like, you know, people.
Was you
like,
that happy to fight?
No,
she said, you want to fight?
Okay. Because my dad was tough. You know, I have nothing but brothers.
They didn't know, huh?
So
her dad worked hard, so she didn't have to go through that.
Yeah, so it was just like.
Did you win that fight when you said okay?
To. You know what I'm saying? So that was the thing. Like my dad used to be like, because he's like, hey, if your brothers fight, you gotta fight too.
Yeah.
He's like, if your brothers fight, you gotta fight too. So it was like, wait, I gotta fight too. Like, I'm gonna get a whooping if I don't fight too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So it's like,
that's how my mama
well, I gotta get in there. Because he's like, there's no fair fight.
My mama was the reason why I went back outside to fight. She was like, nigga, you did what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was.
All y'all go back outside. All three of us outside. Squabbling.
Y'all flamed me for a living color. I was taught the same thing.
Definitely flame
but I was the
color.
First age where it was like, you know the new thing, zero tolerance? Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, you getting one little scuffle, you out of here.
Let me find out you was in the motherfucking millennial.
It was Will Smith.
Yeah. I was
a little fighting.
Damn, so you move with your ass and open in LA.
That's why you in LA. It's okay.
Fuck, man. What is going on?
Y'all be watching Bel Air?
Yeah.
I like it.
The new ones?
Yeah. We'll be really crying in every. I don't
like it.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, it's not even that deep. Nigga, you fucking, you about to go D1. Why are you sad?
Oh, keep man.
Yeah, I didn't watch the new one. The new one is kind of watered down to me.
Okay,
it's
more
too dramatic.
I fuck with
it.
Yeah, it's
funny,
a drama. It's a
fun, drama. And it was like giving you like real shit. That one is like millennialized.
Yeah,
if that's a word.
I know we're closing. I want to finish out the story. My bad.
No, do your thing.
So, now that I was in the clubs, I was allowed to not allowed, but I submitted for Kenan Thompson Presents Nationwide Showcase. I go do it in Atlantic City, where I'm from, and I do well enough. Like, there's a thing, now that I'm experienced, there's like killing. People are like, oh, I killed. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between killing and doing the job. It's like, okay, I got last, I did the job, but I want to kill. Like, I want to kill.
Tommy Egan was a fucking
And sometimes
monster.
I kill, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I did the job tonight. Like, I know how to, even if I'm bombing, I can bomb with grease.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, I did the job. But when I'm, sometimes I kill, and I happen to kill this weekend in Atlantic City, and I immediately went